WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful humans. This is Madison Lane, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things dork. And let's be honest, sometimes life throws us curveballs faster than a toddler with a handful of bouncy balls. Right? Between deadlines, social media pressures, and the never-ending quest for that perfect avocado toast picture, it can feel like gratitude is the last thing on our minds. But trust me, friends, cultivating gratitude isn't about being blindly positive or ignoring the chaos. It's about choosing to focus on what's good, even amidst the storm clouds. And guess what? That little shift in perspective can make a world of difference. Today we're diving deep into how to practice gratitude without overthinking it. Because let's face it, sometimes our brains are like those over-caffeinated squirrels constantly racing and jumping from thought to thought. But there's a way to train that inner squirrel, turn it into a chill llama, and find peace in the present moment. So here's the deal. Gratitude is more than just saying thank you when someone hands you a slice of pizza, although that's definitely appreciated. It's about consciously appreciating the good stuff big and small in your life. Think about it. Every sunrise, a warm cup of coffee, even that comfy pair of socks you've worn to death. These little joys can seriously boost your mood and overall well-being. Ever noticed how saying thank you genuinely makes you feel better? It's like a mini happiness hack. Now I know what you're thinking. Madison, this all sounds great in theory, but I get caught up in the to-do list, the stress, the comparisons on social media. And yeah, life can be a whirlwind. But here are five key takeaways that will help you practice gratitude without letting your mind go into overdrive. Firstly, start small. No need to overwhelm yourself with a daily gratitude journal if it feels like another chore on your already overflowing list. Just take a few moments each day to reflect on three things you're grateful for. It could be anything. The hilarious meme your friend sent you, the sound of rain falling outside, or even just the fact that you woke up and have another chance to rock this day. Secondly, shift your focus from what you lack to what you have. This one can be a game changer. Instead of dwelling on that new phone everyone seems to have and secretly wishing for, take a moment to appreciate the reliable camera on your current device. You know, the one that has captured countless memories and hilarious moments with friends. Thirdly, remember the power of saying thank you. It's not just a polite phrase, it's an act of appreciation that strengthens relationships and boosts your own sense of well-being. So next time someone holds the door for you, offers you a genuine compliment, or simply listens with empathy, make sure to express your gratitude. A simple thank you can go a long way. Fourthly, practice mindful appreciation. This means really savoring those moments of joy, big and small. When you're enjoying that delicious meal, take time to notice the textures, aromas, the flavors. Let yourself fully experience the present moment instead of rushing through it. And lastly, remember that gratitude isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing practice. Some days will be easier than others, but keep coming back to those moments of appreciation. The more you cultivate gratitude, the more natural it will become. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're walking down the street on a crisp autumn day. The leaves are changing colors, the air is filled with that warm, earthy scent, and there's a gentle breeze rustling through the trees. You take a deep breath, feeling the crisp air fill your lungs. You notice the sunlight filtering through the branches, casting dappled patterns on the ground. And for just a moment, you feel completely present and at peace. You appreciate the beauty of your surroundings, the warmth of the sun on your skin, and the simple act of walking. That's gratitude in action, finding joy in the everyday moments. So remember, friends, practicing gratitude isn't about ignoring the challenges or pretending everything is perfect. It's about choosing to focus on what's good even when things get tough. By cultivating a mindset of appreciation, you can find more peace, happiness, and resilience in your daily life. Now go out there and spread that gratitude like confetti. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder of the good stuff. Head over to our social media pages and let us know what you're grateful for today. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.